And it's 5pm now.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. The CTIE director, Patrick Hoosh, speaking with RTL this morning, said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly evolving into digitalisation as the group manages around 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000-user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral are prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Ministers Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, that Luxembourg will back the group with €30 million under a partnership running until 2027 and has added a further €3 million for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper, with Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch saying it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, looking to raise €250 million while letting people lend money to the state at a fixed tax-free rate. In international news, Poland's conservative president Karol Nawrocki has vetoed a bill proposed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist government legalizing civil partnerships. Poland, alongside Bulgaria, Romania and Slovakia, is one of the last countries in Europe not to have legalized same-sex marriage or civil unions. The EU has today proposed easing its carbon trading scheme for companies as it unveiled reforms to one of its flagship climate policies under pressure to shore up industry. The overhaul of the two-decade-old emissions trading system has been subject to fierce wrangling between countries, industry and activists over the pace of the bloc's climate push. Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting energy identity checks. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest Afghan citizens without visas starting on the 10th of July. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. Sports now, and Josh Kerr is confident he is in the kind of form that could see him break the 27-year-old world record for the mile to add his name to a storied list of previous British athletes. But Keely Hodgkinson said thoughts of going after Jarmila Kratochvíleva's 800-meter record dating back to 1983 was not the overriding factor in Saturday's Diamond League meet in London. And Australia's Lucas Herbert equaled a British Open record with a 6-under-par 28 on the front nine at Royal Birkdale today to storm into the lead. He began the day at level par, but after birdies at the three opening holes, he picked up more shots at the 5th, 7th and 9th to move ahead of overnight leader Jackson Suba. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and Meteolux has put a yellow alert in place for thunderstorms for the whole country for this afternoon until 8 o'clock at night. We should still get some sunshine during this period, however, and the current temperature of 25 degrees will gradually fall, reaching a low of 14 overnight.
RTL Today traffic info.
Well, it's 4 minutes past 5pm and we're looking at a 20-minute delay on the A3 heading down south towards Delange, up to its usual shenanigans, I see. 9 to 10 minutes on the A7 between Colmarberg and Schieren, 8 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre, and 3 speed checks to be aware of. Those are in Bettenburg on the Rue Tapweiler, in Heiderscheid on the N15, and in Oberanven on the Rue, wait for it, Dan de Tanner. I should know it by now. Either way, it's today.rtl.lu/mobility. Stay tuned because we've got the World Cup review coming your way right now.
Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of the RTL Today World Cup Report, Balling with Baker. Looking at the games over the weekend, and we start with the third-fourth playoff between France and England. The playoff is football's equivalent of fighting over who gets the best deck chair on the Titanic. It's about as welcome as a fart in a spacesuit. These games are usually a B-team frenzy. The only exception may be if one of the stars has eyes on the golden boot and fancies playing. Then on to the main event, taking place on Sunday at 9 o'clock. Spain versus Argentina in the 2026 World Cup final. Spain's teenage sensation Lamal has spent the last month making defenders question their career choices. But while we've been swooning over his stepovers, Luis de la Fuente's defence has quietly been piecing together a World Cup campaign that borders on the absurd. Belgium interrupted a remarkable 640-minute World Cup shutout streak, only for Mikel Merino to remind everyone that late winners are becoming Spain's favourite hobby. France were next to discover that trying to score against La Roja has about the same success rate as finding an English tourist in Benidorm who says, "No thanks, no pint for me." Mikel Oyarzabal thankfully ignores football's latest obsession with stuttering run-ups on penalties before Pedro Porro capped a slick move to send Spain into the final with a commanding 2-0 victory. Kylian Mbappe barely had a sniff, Michael Olise spent the evening in Spain's back pocket, and France finished with a measly 0.31 expected goals, exactly the average every Spanish opponent has managed throughout the tournament. At this point, Spain defend like they've got 15 players on the pitch and the referees simply can't be bothered to count. They have rattled off 6 straight wins, 6 straight clean sheets, and now have the longest unbeaten run in men's international football history within touching distance. 37 games is already outrageous. Victory on Sunday would officially render Italy's famous Euro 2020 streak ancient history. This Argentina side, though, have adopted the wonderfully chaotic philosophy of you score one, we'll score two. Conceding first doesn't worry them. They treat it like Netflix asking if you're still watching. Goals, absolutely. Lionel Scaloni's men have gone 5 matches without shutting anyone out, but they've scored at least twice every time, blasting a tournament-leading 19 goals. Defence wins championships? Argentina would like a word. England found this out the hard way in the semi-finals. Anthony Gordon had given the Three Lions hope before they inexplicably imploded and folded quicker than a cheap camping chair. Messi was too clever, moved to the wing and started crossing the ball with both feet, like an ex-pro showing his son what he used to be able to do. He set up Enzo Fernandez and substitute Lautaro Martinez as England's resistance crumbled spectacularly. Spain's defence is the immovable object, Argentina's attack is the unstoppable force. Somewhere the neutrals are praying for extra time and penalties, while every cardiologist in Madrid and Buenos Aires is quietly booking overtime. Join me on Monday morning for my review of the games and what will be the final instalment of the show. And until then, have a wonderful weekend, and this is JB out.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat
of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
That was our second to last World Cup review with JB. I'm a little bit sad, so to cheer myself up, here's Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al.
A man walks down the street, he says, "Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, "Why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone?" He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my body.